It's such a pleasure to be with all of you here today. I was thinking too, particularly because it's on the eve of Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I was thinking about it being particularly poignant. And I was also thinking about that theme of the theme of service, service to the beloved community. And I was thinking about how, one of the most beautiful kinds of service that we can do, not just on one particular holiday, but all of the time, is living from this quality of goodwill, sometimes called loving kindness or metta, M-E-T-T-A, in the ancient Pali language. Loving kindness and compassion, particularly fierce compassion, where we really stand up for what is right, speaking up and out against injustices and oppression. And the power of goodwill is that it radiates everywhere. It doesn't, it's a boundless quality. It doesn't hold back from anything. And when people talk about this practice of loving kindness and compassion, they also mention how, particularly for the person who is practicing it, it can have a transformative quality, both in their, in how they approach life, even in the brain. They've done research on how it can, change the brain and make it, what do they describe it? It kind of changes the default to a more positive quality, I guess you could say. So I thought today we would practice some loving kindness. And there's a lot I could say about loving kindness, actually. But in many ways, when people practice loving kindness regularly, I really see that as a service to the community itself, because it really can help us live in the world in a way that's both more kind, more truthful, more fiercely compassionate. And so I thought that might be a good approach for today. So I just invite you to get into a comfortable posture or position, whatever that is for you. It can be sitting, could be standing or lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you. It's a great gift to the community when we take care of our own bodies and hearts and minds. And you can close your eyes or you can have a soft gaze, whatever feels right. And if you like, even taking a few breaths at this time, maybe deeper than usual, maybe holding it for a few seconds and then slowly exhaling. And then, when you're ready, you can let your breath return to its usual rhythm. In fact, you can just let the body breathe itself, maybe even letting the body breathe you. There's no need to manage the breath, it knows exactly what it's doing. So you can just relax back right now. And there's also the invitation at this time to scan through the body. Perhaps starting at the top of the head. Really just exploring the sensations and aliveness in the body at this time. Perhaps at the level of the skin. Perhaps deeper into the body, into the flesh, into the bones. Simply noticing how the vitality of the body is being expressed right now. Temperatures, vibration, tingling, heaviness and lightness. Even the body responding to sound and light, smells and tastes. Just allowing yourself to be present in this ocean of sensation right now. And then, if you like, the invitation is to place a hand or hands on the heart, or maybe some other soothing and supportive place. Really, just as a way to check in with your heart right now. What is true for your heart? It may be one of the 10,000 joys or 10,000 sorrows. Really just connecting with the heart. Perhaps listening patiently to the heart. Maybe the heart itself would like to give you a message, words of encouragement, perhaps. And just taking a moment to listen to the heart. And perhaps too, you'd like to send a message to your heart, maybe offering some words to your heart. Perhaps thanks or questions, requesting help. And if the words, the communication with the heart feels a little difficult right now, or if the heart is quiet, it's perfectly fine. It's really the intention, the inclination towards our hearts that's most important. Sometimes the heart answers when we least expect it, when we're falling asleep at night or waking up in the morning, doing the dishes. Perhaps just having the intention to listen for the heart when it wants to speak is enough. And you can let your hand rest whenever you like, or you can apply soothing and supportive touch at any time during the meditation, whenever it feels right to you. And this ancient practice of goodwill or benevolence, sometimes translated as loving kindness or loving friendliness from the ancient Pali word metta. This ancient practice is a great gift to the person practicing it and to those around them. I even like to think of it as a great gift to the beloved community. This practice of goodwill and loving kindness helps to strengthen and protect us, gives us what we need to take care of ourselves, as well as to speak up and out. And one way to practice loving kindness is to call to mind a great sun, or maybe a lighthouse with its bright light inside, or perhaps just bright light in general. It can be any color. Be blue or gold, or no color at all, white light, or colorless. And just bringing that light to mind, calling it to mind. Perhaps at your heart center, as if there's a great sun or a lighthouse in the center of your chest. And if it feels right to you, letting that sun expand. Letting it expand to fill the entire chest. And if you like, that light can even fill the entire torso. The lungs filled with this, the light of the great sun, the heart, all the organs in the torso. Even the blood and bones and flesh of the torso, filled with the light of this great sun. And then when you're ready, letting this light or this energy, however you're playing with it right now, letting it flow into the legs, flowing down from the pelvis and hips, the pelvic bowl, into the hips, the upper legs, the knees, the shins and calves, the ankles, the feet, the legs filled with this, the light of the great sun from the inside out. And then when you're ready, letting the light of this great sun flow into the shoulders, into the shoulders and arms, flowing down towards the fingertips, the skin, the flesh, and the bones of the arms. The arms completely filled with this great light. And then when you're ready, letting the light from this great sun flow into the neck. Into the neck and throat, the tissues and organs of the neck and throat, the skin, the flesh, and the bones. Perhaps this great light will help us speak. Truth, speak up and out. And then when you're ready, letting the light of this great sun flow into the head, into the face, the bones of the head, into the flesh and skin of the head, into the brain. Filling the eyes and ears, the mouth, the nostrils, the sinus cavities. The entire head filled with the light from this great sun. And then when you're ready, opening to the body as a whole, from the top of the head to the toe tips, inside and out. Saturating and suffusing your entire being with the light of loving kindness, the great sun of loving kindness, benevolence, goodwill, compassion. Every cell in the body filled with this loving kindness and compassion. All the molecules, even the subatomic particles, filled with loving kindness and compassion. Even the space between the subatomic particles, filled with loving kindness, compassion, the light of the great sun. And while you're saturated and completely suffused with loving kindness and compassion, perhaps you notice that you're even overflowing with loving kindness and compassion. Flowing into the room where you are. If you like, even filling the entire space in the room with loving kindness and compassion, that light from the great sun. And then, if you like, expanding the light of this great sun, this loving kindness, beyond the room where you are, filling the building where you are, every corner, every fiber, every being. Simply radiating loving kindness and compassion, this bright light outward. And only if it feels right to you, beginning to expand the light of loving kindness and compassion beyond the building. Perhaps to the buildings or houses around you, maybe to the whole city or county where you are. Just like the sun of our solar system, How it radiates everywhere into everything. Perhaps you too can radiate this loving kindness and compassion outward to beings, maybe to all beings. And if you like, even expanding it further to more distant lands, to bodies of water, to groups of human beings, animals, maybe even microbes, things seen and unseen. Expanding this light in front of you, expanding this light of loving kindness behind you, to the left of you, to the right, above you, and below you. And all around. If you like, even saturating and suffusing the entire planet with loving kindness and compassion. Wishing peace and ease for all beings. Wishing compassion and wisdom for all beings. And wishing the same for yourself as well. Perhaps noticing how you're radiating loving kindness and compassion while at the same time being completely saturated and suffused with loving kindness and compassion, even floating in an ocean of loving kindness and compassion. Perhaps even radiating loving kindness beyond the earth. Maybe to all beings everywhere, seen and unseen, known and unknown. And may the merit of our practice here together benefit all beings in all dimensions and all times. May all beings everywhere be held in the field of loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. May all beings everywhere be safe and protected, free from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong. May all beings dwell in compassion and wisdom. And may all beings everywhere, everywhere, fully awaken and be free.